Brand new Zane. Like Christmas. Turn it up. Shout to stars. The BMF family, 50 Cent. We got Little Zane. Hold tight, hold tight. I can make you feel like Christmas. We should be ish. Like a baby can shout with maggots. Tell me, baby, what the E is this? What the E is this? What the worries and Bentley? All the expensive decisions. How we live this? You know how we move decision. Ain't no capping, it just happened. This wasn't the vision. We was trapping, I was broken. Pay you attention. I was running up a sack, it was almost religious. Lose it all and get it back to me, that's what revenge is. Getting money is contagious, and we stay sick. Addicted to doing it, waving. Oh, 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 just like Christmas. Oh, 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 feel like Christmas. Oh, 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 it's like Christmas. Oh, oh, oh. Like Christmas,
hey.
Just like Christmas.
We got one,
F. Feel like Christmas.
It's about that time, F.
It's like Christmas.
Hey,
just like Christmas.
No, no. Come on now. My dad is in the building, everybody. Shed a line, shed a line, shed a line. All right, man, tune in right about now. Tell him that DJ F got Lil Zane on the Instagram right about now. BMF 50.
What's up, F?
Everything good? How you been, bro?
Man, I'm chilling, man. Loving life. How you doing, my brother?
Hey, man, you know, just trying to keep this DJ culture alive. You see me?
I see you, man. Hey, you one of the livest doing this shit, man. I'm sitting there watching the show, and I'm loving this shit, man. The topics, everything, man. I appreciate you having me on, too, man.
Man, no doubt, man. You know, I have to thank, you know, Brother D Nice. You know what I mean? He was healing the world when it was time to get on the live and play music for everybody in the pandemic. And I said, let me just do it different. Let me just invite friends. Let me get on them turntables. Let me rock. Let me break new records for everybody. And this shit just became a hit show for Instagram.
Listen, man, it sound good too, man. Thank you. You're doing a lot of shit that other DJs ain't doing, man. We appreciate you, bro.
You know what it is, man. Everybody share the live, please. Everybody on Roku TV, Fire TV, everybody share the live right about now. I got my man Lil Zane in the building. And first off, man, congratulations, my brother. I watch you grow since back in the days till now. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
And you deserve every bit of it, dog. Like, you know what I mean?
Thank you.
Let's just get straight to it, man. BMF, dog. BMF.
Come on, like, man.
Yo, 50 boys. On, like, damn it, man. Yo, you guys are killing it, man. Like, just when you thought 50 was done with power, this guy comes with, you know.
He told BMF. You it was bigger.
Where were you when you got the call to be part of this situation?
When I got the call to be on BMF, I was right here. I was right here in the crib, matter of fact. I was right here in the crib chilling. And, you know, I got the call. And my agent was just like, yo, all of my auditions, they paid off, bro. Because I think I auditioned once, but they had a couple callbacks. Like, I was on wait. It wasn't a callback, my bad. It was a wait. Like, it was like, you're on hold. So it was about weeks of holding. So it was just that anticipation of not knowing if you got it, whatever. But honestly, bro, I didn't think I was going to get it, bro. You know what I'm saying? I was like, it's a million people trying to get that shit. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to get it, but I was like, you know, I wasn't banking on it. I ain't going to say I didn't think I was going to get it, but I wasn't banking on it. You know what I'm saying? But when I got that call, I was right here. You know, from then on, it just been up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So you got the call, and they gave you the storylines and everything. Were you intimidated? Were you ready for it? Were you...
No,
like you was happy, like, this is the position I want to do right here?
Honestly, bro, I was just more like, I was just on go, you know what I'm saying? I was just really like, I had prepared my life for this, you know what I'm saying? The last couple of years, I've been preparing for this, like, in the studio every day, you know, doing, you know, independent movies, different shit like that, just to keep my acting skills good, you know what I mean? So once I got the opportunity and it came, I was just excited and just, you know, ready to work.
How's it working with 50?
working with 50 is amazing, man. You know, you just learned a lot. You learned a lot. I definitely took some pointers from him. You know what I'm saying? I've been reading his books, you know, working with him, seeing him direct, seeing him be an artist, you know, all that just took effect on me. So I started executive producing my own shows. I started writing my own TV scripts. I got 2 shows I'm executive producing right now. We just finished shooting pilots for, because, you know, it's pilot season right now. So, you know, you can't be around 50 and not become a businessman, or even more businessman than I already was, you know?
Now, it's been a couple of weeks, man. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm moving, I'm shaking, I'm doing clubs, whatever the case is. Okay. But I come home and I be looking at my DVR to see if any new episodes come up. I'm like, dog, what's up, man? I know the smart thing. You don't want to play it on Thanksgiving weekend because, you know, but still, I still haven't seen no new episodes. Are we waiting? Are we going to get a new episode this weekend?
You gotta wait to season 2, man. You know, season 2 is coming out. I think we go back shooting top of the year. So we looking around, like, you know, maybe like spring, you know, summertime, you know, about around the same time we came before, you know.
See, but that type of show have you like wanting more, like.
And again, I just know it's gonna be dope. I know we left you guys with a cliffhanger on episode 8. You know, a lot of things happened unexpectedly. So I think it's just a matter of just waiting, man. And the writers on the team are really dope. Miss Terry Kopp and, you know, Randy and them, they really, really dope. You know, Tasha and 50 and, you know, F. Rivera. And you got, you know, so my man Slick, you know, so many dope directors. I'm sure once they put their mind together and put their head together, these new episodes gonna be crazy.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait. Everybody, if you just tuned in, man, it's my guy Little Zane right here. Please share the live. Buy a badge if you want to support. I appreciate everybody that bought a badge. Especially Mike Wu, man. Listen, man, Mike is my guy, and Little Zane's been my guy since way back. But you know, it's great that we got back on the ball together. You know what I mean? Caught up with each other. You know what I mean?
Man, I appreciate it. It feel good to be back too, man.
No doubt, man. Anything you know you need here, you know, I got you, man. You recently was in Miami. How was your stay over here?
Yo, man, Miami is always a blessing, man. Miami is crazy. Shout out to where I went to the Velvet Lounge out there. It was crazy. G5, just everywhere, man.
Oh, they took you to G5.
I shot a video out there. I got a new video coming out called Bad Vibes. I shot out there, stayed in the penthouse out there, man. It was beautiful out there, man. I definitely love Miami every time I go. You know my kids live out there in Fort Lauderdale and stuff. So I'm always out there, man. I gotta pull up on you when I'm out there next time.
Yeah, I'm in Fort Lauderdale as well, man. Tell them Uncle Epps is around here, man. We all go get ice cream or something, man.
Yeah, definitely, man. Hey, that Uncle Epps, I like that. Hey, Uncle Epps.
Yeah, man.
Oh, you wish Uncle Epps for Christmas.
Yes. So you recently took him to the doctor? What was that I saw?
I was at the, you know, I'm always doing a checkup with a man. Like, we was at the doctor's, you know what I mean? I took him to the doctor's. My son had a little cough. I had to make sure it wasn't the COVID, you know what I'm saying? So they said it was just a dry cough. It's funny, man, because I end up just going to see him, surprise him for that day, pick him up, take him to the doctor's, and go back home. But I ended up bringing them with me. You know what I'm saying? I ended up bringing them with me. They couldn't go back to school for like 2 days anyway. I think the holiday about to come up. Thanksgiving was like 2 days later. So I ended up just putting them on the plane, bringing them to Atlanta with me. And we just wanted to get checkups, man. You got to balance it, man. Number one show in the world, you know, about to have the number one album in the world, thanks to you. Number one single, something. And that this Christmas go crazy. Feel like Christmas go crazy. 325, yeah. You told me that shit went crazy. So like pushing this new music, and in between the new music and the acting, man, you still got to be, you got to be a father, man. You got to be a dad. You know what I mean? I love being a dad, too. So, you know, a lot of hard work, but somebody got to do it. You know what I mean?
Not too many people can do it, man. Like, that balance?
No, yo, my kids come first, bro. Like, I don't even play about my babies, bro. Like, listen, all this other shit, I'm Saki to the world, but I'm daddy at the crib. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's my number one job. So, at the end of the day, man, long as they happy, I'm happy. And that's why I took some time off too, Epps. Like a lot of people say, well, you know, where you been for a couple of years? My kids are now, you know, 10 and 11, you know? So if you do the math, you know, it's about 10 years, 11 years, you know, a little time off. I just wanted to raise my kids and be around them, bro. You know how this industry, bro, like it moves so fast. You keep telling people, we're gonna do it. We're going later, next week. And that turns into 4 or 5 years later, bro. I didn't want that to happen with them. So took some time off with the kids, man. Watched them grow. Now they understand what daddy do. See daddy on the number one TV show in the world. And right. It's all making sense to them now. So it's just, you know, I felt like I did a great job of balancing it, you know?
And how's their reaction when they see you on the number one TV show?
It's amazing because my son was actually reading the scripts with me as I was getting them. They happened to be with me the whole time I shot BMF. I had them. So my son was able to read the scripts and see the words and actually turn on the TV and see it being done. He's like totally BMF'd out. He everything, you know, it's like, but as a kid, it inspired him, I think, because, you know, him reading the scripts and seeing it go from on paper to on TV, his mind is like, you know, not too many 10, 11-year-olds is thinking like that. He's seeing his daddy out here doing this. So, you know, it's a motivation to anybody, especially to a kid watching his dad do it. So they definitely enjoy it.
Shout to Tough Tiff. She's in the comment box, man. She just reminded me of something. Dog, are we still going to call you Lil Zane? You ain't little no more, man.
Yo, actually, I'm always going to be Lil Zane, man, because, you know, I'm only 5'6", you know.
I saw a picture with you at 50, like,
big dog, you know what I'm saying? But my dad is Big Zane, so respectfully, I'm always going to be Lil Zane. You know, Lil Zane was never a stage name for me. It was always, that's what my grandma called me, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to my nana, and I love my grandma. My granny's out there in New York. My granny called me Lil Zane, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Going back to your music, man, like, okay, I just broke 325 in the beginning of the show, man. Talk to me about that record.
325 was a dope record. I named it 325 AM because I finished it at 325 AM. I'm saying so much dope shit on it. I didn't know what to call it. So you know how it is. It's one of them, you bouncing it. What are we going to call it? What time is it? 325. Call it 325 a.m. Because now every time I turn around, I see 325 a.m. on the clock. Niggas call me at 325 a.m. I book flights and shit at 325 a.m. now. So I'm just kind of like living off the number. I'm sure it'll mean something one day because numbers mean a lot. And, you know, that song just to me, just about, you know, a lot of people come out, hey, I'm balling this, I'm doing that, you know, right, with the show and everything. But I didn't want to come that way. I wanted to come with, like, letting these niggas know, like, yo, you know, I went through some shit too. You know what I'm saying? Chick that broke my heart before, you know what I'm saying? But I'm still out here hustling. You know, I put my trust in the chick. She did me wrong. I don't know why I messed with the chick, what the fuck I was on. You know what I mean? So it's just some old trap shit. It's a little different from what the people are used to hearing from me. But look, this is 21 years later, baby. You know what I'm saying? You got to get with the times. You know what I'm saying? If you want the old album, you got to go get the old album. You know, I just took a lot of time off to really, you know, to really create this new style, man, to where I feel like, you know, it sounds a little similar to what's going on right now because you got to be with the end. But if you listen to it, I'm definitely saying some shit. I'm definitely in my own zone. Like, I don't feel like it sounds like nothing out there. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, man. Everybody, if you just tuned in, man, All Smart TVs, all Twitch, yep. Periscope, Facebook Live, man, I got my guy Lil Zane. Yep. In case some of y'all don't know where Lil Zane came from, and to those that are grown and sexy and y'all do know where Zane came from, let me take you back right quick.
Go.
You know what I mean?
Hey, yo, Epps, let these motherfuckers know.
Let them hold on.
Woo. What is
Zane? How old were you when you dropped this?
Yeah, I was like 17 when I dropped this, bro.
17.
Yeah, I was like 17 when I dropped this, bro.
Woo!
When our tongues touch, Never played for a sick as much. Roller Dutch, let me tell you, it turns me on. When 112 sing to you, what kind of feeling do it bring to you? I pump hard to you, stand being mean to you. I know the ice rolling clean to you. A true player's what I've seen to you. And if you want it, we can do it in the black 500 with the top down. And overdrive when we ride, cause I'm hot now. You got me going now, I think I wanna stop now. See, getting like a criminal on lockdown. So let's get away to get away. You getting hot, then please don't run away. I got a crib on the beat, fall that away. Is your bus
oh no. Come on now, F.
What?
Always gonna be in here, man. Shout out to 112, man. That's how I started, bro. That's what created the monster, F.
Definitely, man. And I know a couple of babies was made on that record, period.
Lot of babies, F's. A lot of babies, bro. A lot of babies.
and your flow, your style, your delivery look like you haven't lost a step, man.
Man, come on, man. I switched it up a little bit, man, because you got to go with the times. And my thing is this, bro. When I came out, you know what I mean? I always had a love for Pac, bro. And, you know, I was one of a few artists that actually got to know Pac and, you know, met Pop before, and Pop actually was like, man, you sound like me. You remind me of me when I was young. So that, I think that really just influenced me, man. And Outlaws, all that shit like that just really put me on the point where I'm like, yo, I'm finna be the Pac of this generation. But then, you know, what I started noticing was like, as great as I thought I was, I had people comparing me to somebody who was so great that I respect, but they felt like I didn't want people to feel like I was trying to emulate Pac. I was never trying to emulate Pac. If anything, I was trying to be the positive, because there was so much negative shit around Pac sometimes. I wanted to just be a positive, put a positive, you know, fill that void. You know what I'm saying? But what I did this couple last years, I took some time off and I tried to find my own swag between, like, give the people that know me some shit that they used to, but you got to give these new people some shit too. So what I'm doing right now is just bridging the gap with my new music. Like, when you go get this new album, you're going to hear some of that, you know, that old Zane, but you're going to hear this new Zane too, where you, like, you're going to just respect the fact that, yo, my nigga keep up with the times. Like, he don't sound like, it's a difference between sounding like you're trying to do something new and doing something new. I think I'm doing something new right now. Like,
right.
Just know this, all them years I was chilling back, I was recording every day, sometimes 3-4 songs a day. I miss a couple people on here, Mike Wu, shout out to Guys Drip, a couple people on here that know my work ethic is crazy, bro. So if I'm not writing a script, if I'm not writing a TV show, if I'm not shooting a TV show, shooting a movie, I'm in that studio. So I got tons of music. I don't never have to go to the studio a day in my life again if I don't want to. So right now, and I still go every day, I'm going tonight. So the whole thing is, it's just about timing, man. You know what I'm saying? So we dropping music right now, and I'm just trying to see what catches. It's called batting. I'm just batting. I'm throwing shit. I think I'm in a position where I've been gone for a minute. So people just want to hear something. It ain't about singles with me. It's not about what's your next single or what's single number two. It's just about putting music out, letting people see I'm consistent, letting people see I ain't going nowhere, letting people keep hearing it. So, you know, like when Dolph first came out, or when Key Glock or anybody that's hot right now first came out, when I first came out, you just kept seeing me to where you like, yo, this nigga Lil Zane around. So I feel like a new artist. I feel like I just got to do the same thing over again. Just stay in their face on the TV, stay dropping this music, and the shit just going to catch on. Right now, I'm independent. I don't have no record deal, nothing like that. I'm not with no empire, nothing like that. I'm really like the definition of independent. I take all the checks 50 give me, and I put it into my videos, and I put it into my promo. So right now, I got a couple labels talking to me. So, you know, you're going to see a lot of action with me and a lot of movement within the next couple weeks. You know what I mean? And I just want the fans to just, you know, ride, take this trip with me. Take this trip with me. It's definitely a journey. We've been on a journey, but it's beautiful.
Now, you got a couple of records out, man. Which is the main focus that everybody should look out for? Is it 325? Is it Rolly?
Right now, I'm pushing that 325 and that Feel Like Christmas. You know what I'm saying? Because Feel Like Christmas is a Christmas vibe, I would tell you Feel Like Christmas in 325 just like you did. Just like you did. If I could have my way on radio every day, I would play 325. I'll play Chris Feel Like Christmas just because Feel Like Christmas, it's a Christmas song because it's Christmas around. I'm smart. You know what I'm saying? I got a company I work with called Crop Kings. Crop Kings is a... It's non-lickable blunts. With all this COVID going around and shit, I be hating when niggas be licking on the blunts and shit.
So, right.
So I went and teamed up with a company that make non-lickable blunts. You got the little, you know, the little glue stick on it. When you finish rolling the blunt, you just take the glue stick off, roll it. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple of them around. Let me go grab them, man. Show y'all my crop king, man.
They with the ton. That's what I'm talking about.
You got to give them some shine. But look, and on top of this, you know, with these videos and shit, I just take my money and put into that, man. You know what I'm saying? Independent. And that's what I'm, you know, that's what I'm pushing right now. Stay. Yo. Oh, you got some in there? Oh, yeah, thanks. My baby. Hear me. You know, my baby. Independent, so. That's what real independent artists got to do, man. You know what I'm saying? When you got that label money behind you, you got to be on your hustle. So, you know, shout out to Crop Kings. You know what I'm saying? Crop Kings, real non-lickable blunts. You know what I'm saying? You don't want niggas licking all on your shit. You know, that shit. So, you know, in between everything, man, the BMF and everything, I'm building this brand, bro. I'm building my back up. I'm building my music back up, you know, and, you know, that's what I'm doing right now, bro. Everything that I do independently, you know, I put behind this music shit. So, you know, we just wait to really just catch on. But the main thing is 325, bro. That's the main single we pushing.
And that's off the album.
See, Epps, I don't really know, man. Like, you got to tell me, Epps. You know what I'm saying? I think music is so, it's so unorthodox right now. The way y'all dropping music and playing shit, like I said, like, I feel like I've been gone so long, right? Not so long, but just off the music scene for a minute, that I feel like to just let you hear 325 or let you hear Feel Like Christmas is like, it's kind of cheating you. It's kind of cheating. It's like, it's cheating myself. I feel like I got to put a body of work out. So I'm just dropping these singles. It's stupid to put the same records that people already heard on an album to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to keep dropping these singles. And when I feel like the world ready for some Lil Zane, a whole body of work, I'm going to drop that shit. So, you know, right.
I think you're absolutely right. And you're going the right direction with it, man. Because, you know, this is not like back in the days where you with the label and they pressuring you to put out an album.
Yeah.
Man, you know what I mean?
I'm feeling the vibe. I'm really going off the energy. Like, you know, if the fans is like, yo, I got to get that, but I got to stay consistent. You get what I'm saying? Like, you just feel it. It's in the air. You feel it. If Epps playing that motherfucking 325 over and over and that feel like Christmas, and Epps like, Z, what's up with some more shit? Then the vibe's in the air. You're going to drop a work. You know what I mean? But just know, I got over 5,000 songs in the vault, man. And that's being modest. You get what I'm saying? Like, you got to picture a nigga that been recording from 2000, let's say just the end of just when people really just see me take off the music scene for a minute. From 2005 to 2021, I've been recording straight music. So it's like, and music to me, if you're really a real artist, it's timeless. I'm hearing I might have recorded fucking 7 years ago. You know what I'm saying? But not the you got, but, you know, artists, you'll hear a lot of stories from artists like that where they'll tell you, like, damn, I had that record for 4 or 5 years. That was the one that caught on. So if you're a good artist and you make timeless music, shit just gonna be timeless. You know what I'm saying?
Damn right, man. With that being said, man, we gotta get up in the studio and we gotta knock a couple of joints off, freestyle for the radio or whatever, man.
Yo, man, I can't wait, bro. I'll actually be down there. I'm coming down there next week. I'm gonna be down there when the week is out. So I'm gonna definitely pull up on you. I'm always in the studio with me. I have a studio somewhere. I'm gonna come get with you, bro.
Let me know, man. I'll pull up and we'll make that happen ASAP. Well, and I'll bring the camera out. We'll get the visuals out and everything. Listen, everybody, man. This is my guy, Lil Zane. You know what I mean? Once again, we're gonna give you your flowers, man, because that BMF show is awesome, man. Anybody that's on Lil Zane's page and y'all all of a sudden following me, I appreciate the follow. You know what I mean? I appreciate y'all buying badge. If you're wondering who this light-skinned DJ is, trust me, I'm a bad motherfucker. You could check me out later tomorrow. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm still on them turntables. Like, you know what I mean? I'm still in the trap. I'm still in the club.
And this nigga right here is the number one nigga with the number one TV show right now. Shout out to the whole BMF. Shout out to Meech, Da Vinci, all the niggas. And I'm still the number one rap nigga, the number one writer. I've been writing and ghostwriting for a lot of niggas, favorite artists right now. So definitely come check music. Follow me. Follow me on my Instagram, you know what I'm saying? Follow me on my Facebook, still popping. Got another movie dropping, two more movies dropping, a couple more TV shows dropping. Like, we really out here doing this shit, man. Shout out to 50 for opening up the door again and just letting a real nigga get back in the mix, you know what I'm saying?
And right quick, man, like, how's your relationship? How you like working with Lil Meech, man? Because that right there, that collaboration is epic.
That for real, that's my brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my brother, like, on and off TV, that's my brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, anything goes for my nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, free Big Meech, you know what I mean? That's why you see the chemistry. We knew he was going to be the number one show on TV because the chemistry is there. The chemistry, we really rock off and on the set. So, it's really, you know what I'm saying? And again, I've been around for a minute, so you know it's family, man. It's real family. Shout out to Meech, man, the whole family, the Fennery family, you know, just everybody, man. Snoop, everybody that's a part of the show, Eminem, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of real shit going on, man, with this show, man.
A lot of support as well. And I could say, and I probably could speak for everybody that's watching, man, like, we all enjoyed watching you coming out that jail cell and laughing at that cop.
Stepping out this bitch on some mafioso shit, you know what I'm saying?
That nigga like...
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look. Hey, and shout out to Tasha for really just... shout out to Tasha for just letting us do our thing. Like, it wasn't too many people that's like, do it like this. They was like, yo... Be yourself. Like, you getting paid to be a real nigga. This is a real story about real ninjas. Like, you get when do you get paid millions of dollars to just act like a real nigga? Like, that's easy
yourself
to do.
Too. You know what I mean?
That's easy to do. So that's what we did. You know what I'm saying? Number
definitely,
one,
definitely, man.
Give me consideration. Thanks to everybody out there watching, man.
Everybody, pay attention. Get ready for the new season of BMF coming out very soon, man. Top of the year. Lil Zane album. Y'all get ready for that coming soon. In the meantime, request for his song 325.
And five.
Or what's the other one? Lil Christmas, is it?
Hey, Feel Like Christmas.
Feel Like Christmas. That's on our platform right week. Now.
It'll be on iTunes next week. Feel Like Christmas. Rolly is out right now. I got Don't Spill My Liquor right now. I just put my Instagram in the comments too. Everybody follow me on Instagram, man. If you follow me right now, I'll follow you back. Follow me.
Please do, man. And Zane, once again, thank you for helping making my show one of the hottest shows on Instagram by coming on and showing some love, man. And you know you always got a friend over here since day one.
Man, thank you, man. I appreciate you. Hey, dope show, man. Thank you for having me, man. Hey, y'all go binge watch that BMF right now. Go binge watch that shit. Go download that 325 and check out my video. I got a new video for 325 and Rolly out right now on my YouTube page, Lil Zane's World, man. I appreciate you having me, dog.
You know what it is, man. Go smoke some more blunt. Smoke one for me, all right?
I got you, bro. Crop Kings in the building, man. Shout out to the Crop Kings. You know what it is.
You know what it is, man. All right, man. Lil Zane in the building, man. Everybody, we appreciate you hanging out with us today, man. Yo, I need, if you didn't watch the BMF show, go watch it now, all right, man? Oh, I don't know. He got caught off. But he needs you. I'm pretty sure he's saying he needs you to go watch that show. I need you to go watch that show. That joint is crazy, all right, man? You don't want to miss out on that, all right?